From the City of Angels, near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be, across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Later tonight, the latest on UFO reports. Here's what's happening. Oh boy, Toyota recalling nearly 700,000 vehicles in the United States because fuel pumps can fail and cause engines to stall, and that could increase the risk of a crash. The recall covers certain 2018 and 19 models. Check with your dealer because there's a whole list of them. New video footage from a security camera surfaced that shows two Iranian missiles being fired at the Ukrainian passenger plane, resulting in an explosion that killed all 176 people on board. The news comes after Iran claimed to have accidentally shot down the airliner minutes after it took off from their own airport. Meanwhile, Iran says it has arrested the person who filmed the video showing a Ukrainian passenger plane being shot down by a missile. It is believed the person being detained will face charges related to national security. So you can't take video in Iran, can you, like that? Americans in every U.S. metropolitan area experienced economic prosperity in 2018, according to a recent report from the Bureau of Economic Analysis. For the first time in 26 years, no metro area saw per capita incomes fall that year, the latest available data, and it was only the fourth time since 1970 that every U.S. urban region experienced prosperity. But real wages declined in December of last year, barely up from a year ago. Let's check in with registered investment advisor Mish Shedlock. Mish, give us your thoughts, sir.
Hey, you can spend this any way you want, can't you, George?
That's right.
So everybody's up, but everybody's flat or down. I'm looking at real average hourly earnings for all workers. They actually increased 0.6% from a year ago. However, they worked 0.6% less hours, meaning there is absolutely no change. There are no better, no worse off than a year ago. No increase at all. That's if you believe the CPI. George, medical care costs are going up through the roof, and that's what they report. They've gone up for like 6 months in a row. They're going up an average of 0.5% a month. And if you average that out, that's about, you know, 5 or 6% per year. I went on out there and just started looking. What if I had to buy, or the average person had to buy their own medical insurance? I found some allegedly affordable plans for a couple age 60 making $60,000. George, they have to pay $4,000 off the top.
That's a lot of money, Mish.
Then there's a max out-of-pocket expense of $8,000 per person. That's $20,000. And if you are making $100,000, your costs are almost double that. So these averages, when they say that the cost of medical care is only up 5% a year, that's certainly, George, if you're not paying your own insurance. If you're on Medicare or if you're on a company plan, okay, maybe you're getting by with these purported percentages. My gosh, George, you're getting hammered if you're buying their own insurance. Big debate on that. If you watched it tonight in the Democratic debates, everyone's talking about that. Going to be a factor in the election, George.
It should be. Thanks, Mish. Burnout is a term many will be familiar with but are unlikely to have linked with an irregular heartbeat. However, scientists say the syndrome known as vital exhaustion, which leaves sufferers feeling excessively tired, devoid of energy, demoralized, irritable, could be associated with a potentially deadly condition, atrial fibrillation. It's the most common form of heart arrhythmia, heart rhythm disturbance. It's estimated that around 17 million people in Europe, 10 million people in the U.S. will have this condition by next year, increasing their risk for heart attack, stroke, and death if you feel burned out. Let's check in with resident psychiatrist Dr. Peter Bregan. Peter, why would burnout affect the heartbeat?
Well, you're talking about exhaustion of the body. I mean, you're talking about an extreme condition where people are worn out and exhausted. It's probably affecting a lot of other things. other than just the heart at the time. And the other part about it is we do know already that excessive exercise, which also wears out the body, has a tendency to produce AFib. It's one of the reasons I always recommend to my patients that, you know, for good health, moderate exercise, don't drive yourself heavily. So I'm not surprised by that. What I'd like to do, though, is address this issue of how do people get into these situations where they're burning themselves out like that, because, you know, we might be able to help a few people realize they don't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people get burnt out, for one thing, if they don't love their work, because if you love your work, you feel very differently about it. And that's whether it's manual labor or whether it's skilled labor or whether it's more academically oriented work. I mean, if you love it, you do better at it, you enjoy it, you don't get exhausted. Not being appreciated wears people out at work, and if you have some issues around appreciation, you know, be careful you're not driving yourself for a tyrannical boss. Be careful you're not driving yourself over guilt, you know, that you've just got to do more and more and more. And, you know, don't be afraid that you can't do better. I think one of the really, or that you absolutely can't make that much money. One of the good news now is, of course, that unemployment is much better than it used to be. People are looking for jobs. Maybe you just need some more training. There's all kinds of work that's begging to be done, from everything from the top kind of engineering work to putting up drywall in houses.
Well, it sounds like stress has a lot to do with this too, Peter, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, what's being described is that it's stress. In other words, they're describing burnout, which is just a terrible, terrible stress.
Horrible way to go. Dr. Peter Breggin, his website, Breggin, BREGGIN.com. Carol Serling, the widow of Twilight Zone creator Rod Serling, has died at the age of 91. Our special guest, Mark Zucre, the author of The Twilight Zone Companion, knows the family well. Sad story, Mark. She was one heck of a lady, wasn't she?
She certainly was, George. My God. You know, she wasn't as well known as Rod, of course, but she was the one who believed in him before the world knew about him. She encouraged him to keep writing. They met in college. They fell in love. She was beautiful. They were an incredibly good-looking couple. And he wanted to write. And he'd come out of World War II. He had PTSD and went to Antioch College on the GI Bill. And Carol met him there. They fell in love almost immediately. She said he wasn't arrogant. He was just the most confident person she'd ever met. And she was really the person who encouraged him to write and believed in him when he was getting tons of rejection slips. He actually wallpapered his bathroom with all the rejection slips. So she was quite an amazing lady. She was the one who allowed me to write The Twilight Zone Companion when I was just 22 years old. And I just posted a 20-minute remembrance of her on my YouTube channel.
Oh, that's great. She was the one who let you rummage in the attic looking for old Twilight Zone scripts, right?
Yes. Well, when I started writing the book in 1977, Rod's house was exactly as he left it. It was only 2 years after his death. And so I was literally crawling through Rod Serling's attic, going through his scrapbooks and his files, taking home his 16-millimeter prints of the Twilight Zone episodes. She had faith in me, and just like with Rod, her faith was proven correct, because the book went on to really be something we were enormously proud of.
Well, she will be missed. She's one heck of a person. Carol Serling dead at the age of 91. Ann Serling, of course, is their daughter, who posted the information on her Facebook account. Authorities in Ohio say the body of a 14-year-old boy who had been missing for weeks was found caught in a chimney. No foul play suspected. So that story there. A Texas toddler was found safe after his parents left him inside an unlocked running car that two men eventually stole while the couple gambled inside a gas station. Little kid is okay. Up next, Dr. Joel Wallach joins us from criticalhealthnews.com. Let's get a jump start. Here's a phone number to call for assistance, not to get on the show, but for assistance. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Their website, let's slam it again. We seem to do it all the time he's on, criticalhealthnews.com. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. George Norrie back with Dr. Joel Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com, who is one heck of a researcher. He has created the supplement concept, and here he is back on Coast to Coast. Doc, welcome back.
Well, thank you so much, George. You are the greatest, and I'm just so always happy to be with you.
How were the holidays for you?
Oh, we were busy. We were busy all over the world, actually, and we had so many great things going. It's just one of those miracles that people have needs, and of course, we've figured out how to deal with over 900 different diseases.
Great. Well, before we go to calls, I've got a couple stories and a few emails to address with you.
Okay.
There was a story that broke yesterday out of England, Doc, that said a twice-a-year injection that reduces bad cholesterol to protect the heart is to be pioneered in England. They said already millions of people take daily statin pills to cut their cholesterol, but they want these that they claim will save 30,000 lives a year. And they say what it will do is it will reduce a silence, a gene called the inosyllin, and it will absorb more bad cholesterol from the blood and break it down and send it to the liver. Does that sound smart?
Well, they've missed about six different things there, George. First of all, cholesterol is not the cause of plaque in your arteries. It's not the cause of heart disease. If you take a statin drug to lower your cholesterol, you're going to get Alzheimer's disease because 75% of your brain weight is myelin, which is the white matter of the brain, and it's almost 100% cholesterol. You do not want to give up cholesterol. You just want to keep your good cholesterol good, and this is where the antioxidants come in to protect the cholesterol. 9 eggs a day keeps the doctor away.
Speaking of eggs, Lisa from Pocatello, Idaho writes, I believe in the nutritional value of eggs, but I don't really like them cooked in any form. So what I've done, Doc, is I've started putting a raw egg or two in my juice or smoothies. I love the texture and flavor. Is that okay? Now, these are raw.
It's fine as long as you're taking your 90 essential nutrients, okay? Because, again, raw eggs do have some enzymes in them that eat up things, and so you want to be sure to take your 90 essential nutrients so the raw egg is not going to interfere with any nutrition. And so you got to do both, but raw eggs are fine. Remember Rocky?
Oh, I remember that. I'm not sure I could do that, just swallow raw eggs like that.
Yeah, well, put them in a shake.
Well, what about pasteurization? Does that matter?
Well, if you pasteurize them, you're killing a lot of the good stuff, and you're actually beginning to convert the good cholesterol into the bad cholesterol. You do not want to be heating cholesterol, but 95% of testosterone is cholesterol. 95% of estrogen is cholesterol. 95% of your adrenal hormones is cholesterol. 95% of your white matter of your brain is cholesterol. And so you really, really, really have to take good care of it and make sure you got plenty of it. And I first learned that in 1969 when I did an autopsy on two wild sheep from North Africa, north of the Atlas Mountains. They were only in captivity in the United States for 2 months, George. And they both died 3 days apart, did the autopsies on them. And they had 90% plaque in their arteries.
Jeez.
And I said, well, where are these sheep getting their cholesterol? They're not eating eggs. They're not eating butter. They're not eating meat. And so I analyzed their food, which is just mixed grain and some hay and grass. It turns out that the grain they were being fed was held in a metal drum inside of a metal barn for 2 years before they gave it to them.
Uh-huh.
And the heat during the summertime oxidized the wheat germ oil in the wheat, and that caused free radical damage to the arteries and caused the plaque in the arteries. I wrote that. They wouldn't publish it in American cardiology journals, so I had to go to Denmark and get it published in Denmark.
That could happen to humans, too, then, couldn't it?
Well, that is exactly what happens. Salad dressings, cooking oils, olive oil, MCT oils, canola oil, corn oil, soy oil. Those are the things that cause plaque in your arteries, not cholesterol.
Here's an email sent to us on behalf of Monica, who's a quadriplegic. And she said, I've heard Doc talk about how he has helped some people who can't walk. I would love to walk again. What can I do? Any vitamins that I can take?
Absolutely. Well, one of the most common causes of quadriplegia, other than physical injury, people just say, you know, I just started getting numb in my arms and my legs and got worse and worse and worse, and I woke up one morning and couldn't move anything below my ears. Well, that's because they have osteoporosis of the skull. And osteoporosis, contrary to popular belief, George, has nothing to do with age. Babies are born with osteoporosis, okay? So if mother's deficient, then the baby's deficient. Okay? So when you have osteoporosis of your bones, they actually get bigger. As you lose the minerals, the bone matrix, which is kind of the rebar in the bone, increases in volume to try and maintain strength. And there's 12 pairs of cranial nerves, and they go through tunnels. They're made in the brain. They go through tunnels to go to the outside and do things. And as these tunnels get filled up with this bone matrix, when you have osteoporosis, they get squeezed. When the 10th cranial nerve gets squeezed, the vagus nerve, you get AFib. I heard you talking about AFib earlier in the program.
Right.
AFib is actually caused by osteoporosis of the skull, squeezing the vagus nerve, which controls the rate and rhythm of the heart. You can also have degenerative disc disease. The vertebrae in your upper back, T1, 2, 3, and 4, get closer together. They squeeze the roots of the nerves that control the rate and rhythm of the heart. There's nothing wrong with your heart when you have AFib. It's osteoporosis of the skull and or degenerative disc disease.
Another email in, this from Rex. How do you treat toenail infections?
Okay, toenail infections. Well, you do it from two things. Number one, from the outside, you can use colloidal silver directly, you know, on the toenails. Colloidal silver is a great, great, great disinfectant. And also, you can take what we call killer biotic, which is a wonderful, wonderful herbal thing that raises your immune system and actually has it kind of floats around your blood and actually attacks bugs itself. But putting that colloidal silver on your toenails, and we actually have another product called PureWorks. It's a foam, and you put that on your toenails as you're walking around during the day, and it will kill the fungus.
Because that can be pretty painful for people, can it?
Oh, absolutely. It can itch and be painful and just be distracting and miserable all the time, and so you're not going to be productive.
Doc Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com, the toll-free number to call for assistance, where he has a slew of assistants waiting to help you. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. In a moment after the break, of course, when we come back, we will be taking your phone calls this half hour and for next hour with Doc Wallach. Tom will take your text and tweets as well. I can't believe how many people you've helped since you've been doing this, Doc. I mean, literally millions.
Literally millions over the past 50 years, George. We're going into 50 years now. And, you know, just like you're talking about the people who are quadriplegic, like that girl who sent you the note, we give them the nutrients necessary to rebuild the skull. The hole in the skull shrinks that the spinal cord comes out of. And the pressure is off the spinal cord, and quadriplegics who've been quadriplegic for years and years and years and years get up and go running around the track. They're doing good.
Since you've been doing this, how many years now?
Yes, we have another one. A guy had was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. He was in a coma for 8 years being fed through a G-tube. We gave him the 90 essential nutrients through his G-tube with some eggs and a shake made with heavy cream. 3 days, he gets up and goes back to work. He didn't realize he'd been in a coma for 8 years.
Jeez. 8 years?
8 years, George. 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And we have, you know, people who are supposed to die before morning because they had the bird flu and they're in comas. And we just cover them in our liquid minerals. And in the terminal ward where everybody else didn't get the minerals, they all died. And this guy was a pastor, Pastor Mike out of Baltimore, Maryland. He wakes up the next morning. Gets dressed, shaves, goes back to church, and tells the world how the God's mineral saved him because your immune system needs these nutrients. Your stem cells need these nutrients, whether you get them through your skin, through your G-tube, in your ear, and down your throat, however you do it, you need the 90 essential nutrients. And we have literally millions and millions and millions of stories, people who haven't urinated in 10 years, George.
What?
Yep, they haven't urinated in 10 years. They're on the kidney dialysis 6 days a week.
My God.
And we get them on our program, and 2 weeks they're urinating, and 6 weeks are off of dialysis they've been on for 25 years. We do this thousands of times a year.
All right, Doc, we'll stick with us. We're going to open up the phone lines and take some phone calls with you in just a moment here on Coast to Coast AM. Doc Wallach's website, criticalhealthnews.com. Slam it. We seem to be setting records every time Doc or Ben Fuchs happen to be on the program. And then there's a number to call for assistance where there are people there to help you. 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-RADIO. Back with your calls and Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. And welcome back. Doc Wallach back with us from CriticalHealthNews.com. You ought to win some kind of humanitarian award, Doc, for what you do.
Well, thank you. I actually got a couple of them from the United Nations and spoke at the United Nations a couple of times because we built schools down in Nicaragua where we have our coffee plantations, and we paid the teachers. And so these kids of the people who worked on our plantations could learn to read and write and personal hygiene, all that kind of stuff. And so we got great awards, humanitarian awards from the United Nations. Very proud of that.
Super. Now, here's what we do. When Doc gives you information, sometimes you're driving, you can't write it down, call the number that I will repeatedly give you tonight for people who are part of Doc's staff. They are listening to the program, so they're taking notes as to what he's saying. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. And again, I got to thank you enough, Doc, for helping so many of our listeners. They've come up to me at events, some of them crying in tears because you've helped them so much.
Well, you're very gracious. I appreciate the feedback, and we enjoy working with your radio family. They're just a great, great group, and we always look forward to the contacts in the desert and the great events.
And your birthday.
It's similar to yours, I think.
Pretty close. Pretty darn close. I'm catching up to you in age. You don't seem to age. What are you doing?
I'm actually 80, and most people, when they look at me, they think I'm 45 or 50. I've never been sick, don't have diabetes, high blood pressure, arthritis, don't have any of those kind of things, AFib or any fibromyalgia, nothing of those kind of things. I have had a few injuries, but most of my injuries, most people would have died from.
Well, you fell in a hole once, didn't you?
Yeah, in a construction site up in Canada.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was a life-threatening injury, but did very well. And it's amazing what giving the stem cells in your body, the raw materials they want. Your body wants to heal itself. It has been given stem cells, and to extract some stem cells and inject them back into you, doctors will charge you $40,000, okay? We have
and some insurance doesn't cover that.
Exactly. We have what we call Immortalium, which is a specific formula for the nutrition for stem cells. There are stem cells for liver, for kidneys, for bladder, for prostate, for heart, for lungs, for brain. Every tissue in your body, every joint, cartilage, ligament, tendon, everything has a series of stem cells because there's no cells in your body that live as long as you do. They all have a lifespan. And they have to be replaced, or they get injured, and they have to be repaired. Well, your stem cells require the 90 essential nutrients, and so we have these basic programs called the Healthy Start Pack, which has the 90 essential nutrients, 60, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. And you give all these stem cells what they want in the form of what we call Immortalium, as sort of what we call a secret sauce.
One of my favorites, by the way.
And your body will repair itself from things that your body's is, you know, really suffering from, and your doctor says, well, there's no way we can help you here. We're just going to, you know, keep you comfortable. Nothing we can do about it. And your body heals itself given the raw materials that make your stem cells happy.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Ethan in Iowa. Welcome to the program. Hi, Ethan.
Hey, George. Honor to speak with you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
So I was calling in regards to ORAC values. I noticed the tablets have like an 8,000, or tablets have a 160,000 ORAC value, and the powder has like an 8,000 ORAC value. So I wondered what the difference is in ORAC values and if that actually matters, and whether it matters whether a supplement is in liquid form or tablet form. Does your body have like better bioavailability?
Okay, I missed the first part of that.
What were you taking, Ethan?
Well, I'm interested in the BTT supplements, the 90 for Life minerals.
Okay,
and all
okay,
that.
Sure.
We have two basic BTT programs. One is BTT 2.0, which is our crystals, which have the 88 or the 90 essential nutrients in them. Okay, the other BTT 2.0 are tablets, and they're antioxidants to relieve inflammation and support your immune system. They should have given them a different name. They are not interchangeable. You do not want to take the tablets and give up the crystals, okay? And you can probably get away a lot by taking the crystals and not take the tablets, but I take both. And that's why I look like I'm 45 when I'm 80.
The tablets are so great, though, for traveling, aren't they?
But they're not a replacement for the powder. You can actually get, there's 30 of these little, what we call sticks, in a box. And each of these sticks is one serving of the BTT 2.0 crystals.
Ah.
And so I take those sticks with me, so I save a lot of weight.
Well, do you chew them, or what do you do with them?
Well, you just tear the end of them off, and you pour the powder into the, a bottle of water, and now you have your liquid BTT 2.0 crystals again.
So you prefer the crystals if you had a choice?
Oh, if I had my choice, I would take the BTT 2.0 crystals, whether it's in the powder form or the liquid, because it's going to give you 88 and the 90 cents of nutrients, whereas the tablets are just antioxidants. They do not give you the vitamins and minerals.
Interesting.
They should have given them a different name. That's, I know that's confusing.
Okay. Texan tweets. Tom, what do you have for us?
Sure do. From Terry in Georgia, I have problems with arthritis. Please ask the doctor what the best exercise is for the bones.
Exercise? Well, glucogel is one thing. I've learned that, Doc, huh?
Yeah, it's exercise called glucogel. You get an A+, George. But we do have what we call the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, which I like to tell people who exercise or they work doing hard physical work in factories or they're loading trucks and things like that, work in the military. And the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack gives your body everything it needs to make your joints and cartilage and ligaments and tendons and muscles happy. Now, I also like to throw in what we call our MSM, which is a sulfur compound, which really assists the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack to maintain and repair cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, that kind of stuff. Vitamin D3, people say, well, I live in Florida, for goodness sakes, or I live in Southern California, or I live in the Gulf States. What do I need vitamin D3 for? Well, because most people put sunblocker on because they don't want to get skin cancer. They wear long sleeves and big brim hats. And so just because you live in a place with lots of sun doesn't mean you're going to get naked and lay out in the sun for 4 hours every day. And so you do have to take the vitamin D3, the MSM, the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, and which has the glucogel. And we have two forms of it now, George. We have the original glucosamine, which goes with the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, and it's made from beef collagen. We also have another one now, which is a sister to it, and I take both. The new one has collagen from beef,
interesting,
fish, poultry, and lamb.
You've got it all.
Yeah, got it all.
Touches all the bases, to be sure. Let's go next to Tom in Riverside, California, west of the Rockies, of course. Thomas, go ahead.
Hello, George. Joe. I guess I got preempted just now. I was going to ask about arthritis, but I'll ask you anyway.
Sure.
And there was an additional thing. I've been riding a bicycle a lot, and I'm not sure whether I'm hurting or helping my arthritis. I had an injury about 10 years ago on a motorcycle, went over the handlebars and injured my knees. And since then, about 2 years ago, I fell over straight over and injured my right shoulder. Both of them give me a little trouble, and the knees are sore. And I went to the doctor, x-rayed, nothing's wrong. We'll send you over for therapy. What can I do? It's arthritis. He says it's moderate arthritis from the x-rays.
Okay, how much do you weigh? What is your body weight?
How much was that, Tom?
175 pounds.
Okay, now here's the trick. Now, if you have a beautiful car, V8 engine, I mean, we're talking a Lamborghini here or something, right? And you're on the highway going 100 miles an hour, but you don't want to waste any money, so you don't put any oil in there.
Huh.
Is that going to be good for
your car?
No.
Seizes up.
It's going to burn up. Okay. Now, if you put oil in it,
it runs forever.
It's going to run very smoothly for a long time. Well, the same thing with your body. Exercise without taking the 90 cents of nutrients is like running your car without oil.
But both of them together?
Oh, yes. And so you can exercise. In fact, we like to make sure that people who are, again, working, doing hard physical work, or they belong to a gym or they're on a team, that they use the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, one per 100 pounds of body weight. So being 170 pounds, you take two Healthy Bone and Joint Packs. I'd go ahead, since you have joint or bone injuries where you have some discomfort, You're going to get two bottles of the MSM, so you can take nine of those a day, three with each meal. They're particularly good to supplement rebuilding of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, bone matrix, very important there, the sort of the rebar of the bone. And then the vitamin D3, three of those twice a day, those two bottles a month. And then we have a sports drink called Rebound, which has 100 nutrients in it. You know, most of the sports drinks on the market really should be called energy drinks because they're mostly sugar and caffeine. Yeah, and they may have two or three or four or five or six nutrients. Ours is the only one in the market that has 100 nutrients in it, 78 of which are minerals, which is what your bones and cartilage and ligaments and tendons are made from. And again, if you want to, you can throw in the Immortalium. Take three of those twice a day, be two bottles a month, and you're going to get your stem cells out of hibernation working, and they are going to speed up the rebuilding and repair of the cells in your cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue.
Doc, why does so much caffeine sometimes make your heart skip beats?
Well, it's a stimulant, and it will make it go fast. And, of course, if you have things like AFib, it'll make it worse. And AFib, again, is not a heart problem. It's actually either osteoporosis of the skull squeezing the 10th cranial nerve, the vagus nerve, which controls the rate and rhythm of the heart, you've got degenerative disc disease, your discs are shrinking, your vertebrae are getting closer together, and the spinal nerves go out between T1, 2, 3, and 4, the first four thoracic vertebrae, control the rate and rhythm of your heart. And so you have both of those things going on, and then you're drinking coffee. You're going to have a heart that goes fast and skips beats and stuff like that.
The webmaster for criticalhealthnews.com is going wild because we are slamming it, so keep it up, criticalhealthnews.com. Also, you can download the free apps in their app store and the toll-free number to call for assistance. There are operators there who know what they're talking about, 1-855-949-7234. I think they're trained by you, Doc, aren't they?
Yes, and of course, our secret. Now, don't tell anybody, George.
All right, let's say it quietly.
Our secret is that everybody gives the same answer to the same question. And we have 50 DVDs. We have 100 CDs. We have 14 best-selling books. I have another one coming out here in a month. And they're designed to give you the programs for over 900 different diseases, okay, using vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals, and rare earths, amino acids, fatty acids, herbs, and aromatherapy oils, so that your stem cells can maintain, repair, and replace injured and worn out and dead cells, okay? And so we have all these prefab programs, and so everybody's going to give the same answer to the same question. So we see about 2 million people a month, and as you pointed out earlier in the program, we have helped tens of millions of people over the past 50 years. We're in 50 countries, and we're so proud of this. You know, remember the old goji juice stuff?
Oh, yeah.
We actually bought all those plantations down in Colombia, so we own all of them. And so this is part of some of our super juices and things we have, okay? We have, again, our own coffee. In October of last year, the wholesalers that sell coffee to Starbucks and McDonald's, guess what? They bought $250 million of my coffee in October of last year. This is not a secret. It was, you know, in all the newspapers and everything. And so if you're drinking Starbucks or McDonald's, you're probably drinking my coffee.
Juan Valdez, here he is, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Let's go to Tammy in Meadville, Pennsylvania, east of the Rockies. Hi, Tammy.
Oh, good evening. Thank you for taking my call, and happy birthday for you, Doc.
Okay, and George.
In June.
in June as well. Thank you. So my question is, my dog, Greyhound Mix, we took her to the vet on Monday. They sent in biopsies. We thought she had she's been having respiratory problems, breathing with raspiness. They sent in for some slides. Her glands in her neck are swollen. They did not see clumps of cells in what they had taken for the biopsy, so they sent out what he did see was single cells of he's not sure what, but the glands in the neck are swollen.
Let me ask you a couple of quick questions. How old's the dog?
We believe she's probably 7.
Okay, and how much does she weigh?
45 pounds.
Okay. Now, does she have a history of any skin problems or chewing on her toes or licking her toes or anything like that?
No.
Okay. And how long did she have this respiratory stuff?
I'm thinking probably a month and a half or two.
Hmm.
Okay. And did she have a fever?
Not that we're familiar with, no.
Okay. And one last question. Is she eating dry dog food or canned dog food?
Dry.
Okay. I want you to switch her to canned, because almost all dry dog food has gluten in it. Even if it says gluten-free, it's got oats in it. It's gluten. The gluten in oats is called gliadin. And so dogs are extremely sensitive to gluten, wheat, barley, rye, and oats. So I'd switch the dog to a canned dog food. We have a supplement for dogs and cats and foxes and parrots and all kinds of weird pets and things like that. And it's called Arthrodex. Now, it's not just for arthritis, but we call it Arthrodex. It's a crystal, and it's one scoop for 20 pounds of body weight for the dog. One, okay, and so the dog weighs what?
45.
45, okay, so two scoops of the Arthrodex every day, two of the EFAs at breakfast and two of the EFA pluses at dinner time. And I would also throw in what we call the BTT 2.0 tablets, which are the antioxidants and the anti-inflammatory. And I would grind up a couple of those tablets and put them in the canned dog food for the dog.
Yeah, you've got a pet division.
Yes, it's called for tails only.
Okay.
Yes, thank you, George. Yes, exactly. It's called for tails only. And again, we deal with over 900 different diseases for pets. And people forget that all vertebrates, whether you're a hummingbird or an elephant or a porpoise or a snake or a human being or an ostrich or a koala bear, it doesn't matter. All vertebrates require the same 90 essential nutrients, and all vertebrates will get the same diseases if they don't get the same 90 essential nutrients. And so this is why I treat people like dogs and they get better, and I treat dogs like people and they get better. And so, I have to say that I see so many pets that are being fed, you know, dry cat food, dry dog food. And when you read the ingredients, you just want to cry because you know there's things going on. They're not able to absorb the nutrients that you're giving them. And so you got to get rid of the bad stuff so they can absorb the good stuff. Their intestines have to heal. It might take a couple of weeks to heal. But in the meantime, you're going to lay the nutrients on them. And then they get all these sort of bizarre low-grade infections and all this other stuff going on because your immune system requires these nutrients to perform at 100%.
Tammy, I hope you got that information. And again, if you need to call someone, call 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Doc Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com. We're going to take a quick break and come back and take a final hour of phone calls with Doc Wallach. So those of you who are on hold, we'll do our best to get to all of you. Those of you calling in, we'll do the same thing. And, Doc, just stick with us. We shall be back in a moment with more with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com.